Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
We're here with my attorney, Norm Pattis, and I am mere hours away from becoming a prisoner in the United States of America. Now, this is a very sensitive subject matter because, first of all, for me, I am a First Amendment activist. I think my lawyer here, too, would tell you he's a firm believer in the First Amendment. But this is also very sensitive because we're dealing with what I view is extreme corruption in the White House and in the Justice Department. And so it makes talking about these matters dangerous, quite frankly. And I don't want to go too far into that because I feel like right now my head is in a legal vice. And so what we're going to do here is I'm going to be making final statements before I go in here with my attorney, Norm Pattis, just to let people know where we're at in the legal process right now, how we got to this point, and why I feel I'm being politically persecuted. And that is truly how I feel. And I believe we have enough evidence, given the circumstances that we're in, as well as other cases, that beyond a reasonable doubt, for me, I believe this is political persecution. Now, my lawyer might disagree with that. He's got a lot of experience in courtrooms and in the legal field, certainly more than I have. But I can't help but land on that conclusion, and I'm going to explain why. Now, before I get into that and how we got to this point and why I believe, beyond a reasonable doubt, I'm being politically persecuted, I wanted to let my attorney just give you an update on where we stand legally, how we got to this point, and what comes next. Norm Pattis.
Yeah, thanks, Owen. So, you know, those of you who follow the saga don't need to hear all of this, but some of this may be new to some of you, so I'm going to spend a few minutes breaking it down from the beginning to the end. And I want to correct a couple misconceptions that have been reported in the mainstream media. Owen is a First Amendment activist. He's been part of the InfoWars family for a number of years. That's how I met him, in his association with Alex Jones. And one thing that I have come to respect and admire and appreciate about Alex and Owen is their fearless attack on hypocrisy and seeking to expose undercurrents in American life that most of us feel, but most of us don't get a chance to read or hear about. I'm talking about globalism and so forth. So Owen appeared at a House impeachment hearing. You'll recall our former president, Donald Trump, who was never given a chance to govern, but was attacked by the House for four consecutive years in a sort of never Trump moment where a couple of impeachments. In the first impeachment proceeding, Owen went to cover the proceedings in the House, and they were being conducted by Jerry Nadler of New York, and Owen disrupted the proceedings. He approached, he basically talked about his feelings about the process, and was removed by Capitol Police officers, arrested and charged. Those cases were handled in the Superior Court of the District of Columbia, a low-level criminal court. We negotiated a plea agreement for that, and that plea agreement required that Owen do some community service, and in exchange, the charge against him would be dismissed. It was what's called the Deferred Prosecution Agreement. This took place during the COVID-topia shutdown of the country. It was difficult for Owen to find a place to do his community service, but he did. And so once he did the community service, we wrote to federal prosecutors and said, how about that dismissal? But notice the timeline. By the time we got the letter to federal prosecutors, January 6th had come and gone. And so once we sent them a letter saying, we've done our part, now do yours, what about that dismissal? They wrote back and said, no, no, no. Owen is now under investigation for his role in January 6th. And what's more, he's 2 hours short on the community service. It turns out there was a mathematical error in the paperwork. It was corrected. We've sent that back to prosecutors. They ignored us. We filed a motion to dismiss the underlying case as to Mr. Nadler and his committee on the grounds that the prosecution was vindictive. Owen had fulfilled his part of the contract. He wanted the government to honor theirs. The case got tabled, and the court wouldn't schedule the motion for a hearing. In the meantime, federal prosecutors began to investigate people.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, just minutes ago, Representative Mike Johnson wins GOP nomination for Speaker. Mike Johnson won the GOP nomination for House Speaker today, defeating Representative Byron Donakis, and becoming the fourth Speaker designated selection by his party. Representative Kevin McCarthy, historical removal as Speaker, and the second in a single day. I did some quick searches during the break. We were airing that Owen Schroyer update, and it looks like Jim Jordan likes him. I like Jim Jordan, but I've got to drill into this, so I've got to withhold my view until we know more. So get the brains here in the office looking into that to give me their perspective during the next break. Nick Fuentes is here, and I'm always accused of having diarrhea of the mouth, which is actually true. I'm a talk show host. So a lot was said last hour. You're with us for the rest of the hour. I believe you're going to be on the War Room today.
That's right, yeah.
Great. So 3 p.m. Central. But you got the floor. I mean, I'm going to really try to just shut up and let you say whatever you want.
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, like we were talking about before, I think that the number one issue, and we talked about this on the American Journal, I think the number one issue that we have right now is that America has to become a Christian nation, and as a Christian nation needs to have Christian leadership. And, you know, you say that you have your father, grandfather, or friends with Jewish people, and they seem like nice people. I'm not out here saying that Jewish people aren't capable of being nice or good people or anything like that, but they don't worship Jesus Christ. And the Bible tells us there's only one way to the Father. There's only one way to the true, the good, and the beautiful, and that's through Jesus. When I look around at whether it's the ADL or the ZOA, when it's the left wing or the Zionists, neither of them respect or worship Jesus. And as a consequence, they can't be right. What's more, their allegiance is to their own tribe rather than America. You know, not only am I a Christian, but I'm also America first. So when I look at this conflict, and I wonder what your take on this is, because I've seen this, and this has made me more angry than anything. And
well, don't invite me to interrupt, or it's going to happen.
No, well, because I really am interested in your take on this, because maybe this is a source of common ground. I'm with you. When I see the Muslims protesting, it makes me mad, because I'm thinking, what are they doing here? They belong over there, not over here. When they do the call to prayer, they're waving their flags. I'm thinking, those people belong in Syria, Palestine, and Iraq. But what makes me even angrier is when I see Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin, and I'm not inviting you to attack them necessarily, but I'm just wondering what you think about this. These people, they don't seem to care about America. The country's being invaded by immigrants, like you point out. The censorship's out of control. forced vaccinations are occurring, and they had the vaccination at Fox. They had a vaccine mandate at Fox News, at Daily Wire. They had an agreement with Google not to discuss it on YouTube. Now, they were never that mad, though, or emotional about it. Israel gets attacked 2 weeks ago, and I've never seen Shapiro angrier than he has been these past 2 weeks. I've never seen the kind of Herculean effort. It's like an alarm went off with Levin and Shapiro, and they go on Fox and they threaten this country. They say if America doesn't give Israel everything it needs, Israel's going to nuke everybody. And it's like this nuclear blackmail. And it's like, hang on a second.
Well, I don't think it's like that. I think that's just what it is.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering your thoughts on that, because to me, that's like rogue state behavior, and it's like a fifth column in the United States that they have that influence.
This is why I have trouble answering really important questions like this, because there's so much data. Where do you start? So let's just start here. I agree Ben Shapiro supported the shots, supported the censorship. Levin... and didn't say much about the border. Levin did. He was against the border stuff. So I think those are two different people. And I like Levin a lot more than I like Ben Shapiro. I mean, Ben Shapiro was like, yeah, Senator Jones, he deserves it. You know, take all the shots. Shut up and take it. It works great. So, I mean, I think if you're looking at who's bad, and I'm not in competition with him. Here's the thing. He's another talk show host. He's successful. He's got billions of dollars behind him. I'm not bashing him because he's a successful talk show host. I'm bashing him because... once things become popular and he's lost, now he's against the shot.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like Ben Shapiro. Let's just get that straight. I don't think Levin is, I think Levin likes America. I watch his show a lot. He's a smart guy, actually. And from his perspective, I'm not going to blame anybody for being loyal to, you know, what they stand for. But if you just pull back from this, again, I think the whole Israel Palestinian thing becomes a distraction from war in Ukraine and dollar devaluation and fentanyl and pedophilia and social credit scores and UN treaties for forced injections and the WEF. In all fairness, maybe you're right, maybe I'm wrong. I just think what I'm covering is the most important stuff. And so it's a perspective thing. And I don't think there's any sacred cows. You know, when the ADL literally certifies the curriculum in colleges down to the first grade, telling children they're bad because they're Christian or white or Catholic, and the government says Catholics, conservative Catholics, are the number one threat. I say, Katie, bar the door. You can't criticize Nick Fuentes for what he says that's race-based or whatever when you're 10 times more extreme. So I'm saying that. All I want to be recognized as, I'm really trying to have an honest, open debate about this.
Well, yeah, and I think everybody recognizes that, and that is what made you such a target, is because you have this phenomenal reach, and you have this impressive studio, and you have a real following, real loyalty to you, and I think they recognize very early on.
They hate the viewers because of the power they have.
Exactly.
This is about cutting them off.
Well, yeah, because you are able to reach them, and you're able to give them an independent source of information, and that's, it's really a power struggle, because you, with such a media influence, become powerful. You, because of your listeners and because the trust that they have in you and because you're able to provide them with real information, they recognize you as an independent base of power in the country. And that threatens their monopoly on information and on the creation of opinion.
Well, that's right. The final equation, it's all about how many people can you mobilize?
Yeah.
It's very cool. But so then let's bring in communist China. You've got Governor Newsom over there saying we're going to have nothing but electric cars, which are almost all from China. I'm not against Chinese people. That's the dominant force. And whenever I attack China, I see the attacks. Oh, God, covering up for Israel. They're the main power. No. China and Israel, by the way, is given a lot of our technology.
True.
Yeah, I mean, I see that as if Israel's a 100-pound gorilla, the 1,000-pound gorilla is China.
It's true. China is a true geopolitical adversary. Honestly, though, I maybe we disagree a little on this. I actually support China's rise. I support the Chinese-Russia coalition because I look at the American state, which has targeted people like you and me, and I think that the more that the American state recedes, the better that is for us.
Yeah, but just because the people running us are bad doesn't mean in a vacuum we want the Chi-Coms. You get that, right? Like I'm not against the Russian people because China is expansionary. Putin cut weapons funding, pulled back. We're going to do organic farming. and promote our families and have Russians. That is a beautiful message. I support Vladimir Putin in that. We need to have children. We're Christian. Organic farming. Russia's just trying to defend itself. China was set up by the globalists. It's like cancer. It's expansionary. So just because Russia's run to China to save itself, there was a big Russian-Sino split. The globalists always tried to make that split. Now they've caused that convergence. This is a very sophisticated Rand Corporation projections, Nick.
I think that the State Department and the Defense Department are very mobilized against China. I think they want a war with China. That's why.
Yeah, because they didn't keep following orders. And so you're right. It's kind of nice there's a split. But it's like Hitler and Stalin had a deal till Operation Barbarossa in 42, 43. And then they butted heads. So I'm saying, yeah, there's been a globalist alliance with China that's broken. But just because it's broken, just because I don't like the New World Order, the globalists, doesn't mean I like Xi Jinping.
I do like Xi Jinping, though. I like, because...
So you like 3 million Muslims in slave camps?
I don't believe that's true. I think that's propaganda. Seriously, I mean, when I...
You know, I went in about it. I tore my Achilles 9 years ago, and it's almost completely gone. So my right leg's a crutch now. I can still, run, but not well. And I went to 6 different doctors in Houston, Austin, San Antonio, Dallas. And they all said, oh, don't worry, we got tissue grown in China. And when I asked to see the paperwork, they went, at 2 of the places, they go, yeah, it's a cadaver. China's selling body parts, brother. My leg ain't fixed because I waited too long. I got to have a cadaver part, and I morally cannot be part of killing someone.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I'm shutting up now.
But so, in other words, the bigger that Russia and China are, to me, that's like the bigger the safe haven for people like you and I when they start trying to kill us. Because if the government tries to kill you and I, we can't go to South America. The CIA can get us there. If we go to the Middle East or anywhere else, they could get us there, too. The only places where we'd be safe are the countries that are actually able to defend themselves from the United States. And so when I see Russia and China allied in the BRICS coalition to build an alternative system, to me, that's a system that I can participate in, whereas I can't participate in the American-led system. So I agree with you. I think that China does a lot of bad stuff. I don't think they're necessarily a good nation. You know, they're just like Israel, they're not Christian, and they have prohibitions on the spread of Christianity. But I do think that they're better than what we have going on in the United States. I think on some fundamental level, it's almost like amorality being better than immorality. The United States is led by, you know, and I don't want to keep going back to it, but it's what it is. It's the ZOA on one side, it's the ADL on the other. On the one hand, it's these atheist, nihilist types, and they're totally against any kind of religion. They're totally against any conception of God and definitely against Christianity. On the other side, it's these religious foreign nationals that are trying to ban the gospel in the Holy Land. And even China recognizes that's who's really pulling the strings in Western society. They talk about it all the time. For them, it's just a geopolitical reality that when they confront the West, that's who they're dealing with. That's where the seat of power is. And so on the one hand, you have China that has really no morality. They've substituted Confucian tradition, and they've substituted their Eastern philosophy. On our side, we have people that actively put Jesus up on the cross. And I sort of alluded to it earlier, but when you talk about like the creation of the State of Israel and you talk about World War One and you look at the role of types like Louis Brandeis, who is the Chief Justice on the Supreme Court, and some say it was his personal intervention that convinced Woodrow Wilson to bring us to war in World War One, Louis Brandeis is part of a group called the Parashim, which is named after the Pharisees. And we all know what the Pharisees are responsible for. So when I see a battle between Confucian China, which is built on tradition, authority, respect for elders, deference, that sort of thing, and I see America, which has now become just total anarchy, satanic godlessness, it doesn't mean I'm necessarily pro-China, but I'll take China over what we have going on now. I said on my show, I wish China would invade us. They would probably take black crime seriously. They take the border seriously. They wouldn't be going to war for Israel in the Middle East. So I, in some sense, I feel like maybe that would be an improvement over what we have now, at least if they're a check on our power.
All right, I'll jump in here briefly. This is one of the big things that the anti-Israel lobby does that is dishonest. There are six major Hollywood production outfits. They've been bankrupt forever. And I said, decades ago, as I was reading a Wall Street Journal article, and I talked to people I knew in Hollywood, they said, yeah, Saudi Arabia is the second largest group, but China's buying up everything. Now that's all admitted. So the joke was, Jones says China and Saudi Arabia own Hollywood. I was just reading headlines they were doing. Now China controls four of the six outlets, and it's admitted that they fund this anti-America race war narrative to destabilize us. So it's true China puts gays in prison, and it's true that they do all that, and they're promoting three families or three children, nuclear families now. That, you know, Xi Jinping broke with the West wanting them to not have nuclear families because China's not under globalist control now. So it's kind of got its own version of its takeover. So I think China is in command of itself. That's why it's under attack by the globalists. So you're absolutely right. But China is still funding the left and the poisoning of America, just like Islam is working with the left in America. So I'm just saying that we should spend our time some on China and some on Islam, because, you know, you're saying Judaism and Jewry, as you call it, is this monolithic pillar. I don't even see that.
Well, I said that there's factionalism there, but ultimately they are on the same team. And I gave you an example. The ADL crossed over, and they said that MSNBC has to fire all their pro-Palestine guys. And by the way, I agree with you. The Saudis are influential, the Emiratis, the Qataris are influential. They've got a lot of money, and they lobby our politicians.
Yeah, they're buying up Gulf and everything else.
Yeah, and I'm with you on that. And same thing with China. I think that we should prohibit China from buying land in America.
I do, too.
Because then, and buying companies.
I agree with DeSantis on that. What do you make of DeSantis and this legislation that literally outlaws criticizing Israel?
Well, I think it has a lot to do with him hanging out with Miriam Adelson before he announced his campaign. I think that he runs Florida, and there's a heavy Jewish presence in South Florida. You know, it's New York, L.A., and South Florida.
Yeah, but, I mean, you think the average American Jew really wants to ban free speech? I mean, 'cause this is crazy. This is crazy.
I agree. I don't think the average Jew wants to ban BDS, but I think that's the work of a very powerful Israel lobby. You know, because he signed that bill, not this one, but he signed a similar one in Israel. He takes all his first foreign trip as a congressman, he took to Israel. His first foreign trip as governor, he took to Israel. Before he announced his candidacy, he went on a three-country trip, and the first one was Israel, where he met Miriam Adelson and a couple of other big Zionist donors. And this is where you get them signing these laws. And this is, by the way, where the ZOA criticism of the ADL comes from, because they say the ADL is promoting people like Ilhan Omar and BLM, which in turn support Hamas. So they don't criticize ADL for being anti-white. They criticize ADL for basically being implicitly pro-Palestine.
Why would the ADL openly fund the curriculum that whites are inherently evil? That is so racist. That is... It's Hitler, baby.
I agree. Yeah, I mean, they hate whites. They absolutely hate whites. And they talk about they want America to be a white minority country. They want America to lose.
What is the point of that if the majority of white people are pro-Israel?
Well, I think that the point of that is that this is a quote from Bret Stephens. Bret Stephens used to write at Jerusalem Post. Now he's at New York Times. He's like a big neocon hawk. He wrote this book, America in Retreat. And it's actually interesting. It predicted a lot of what's happening now. But he's in favor of all these wars. And Bret Stephens, he did a debate with Rabbi Shmuley 4 or 5 years ago about Trump. And the question is Trump good for the Jewish people? And I always love this quote because I think it summed it up nicely. He said that he's against Trump because Trump is hostile to the liberal international principles that have been so good to Jews. And when you really interrogate and think about it, and, you know, Hitler talked about the same thing, it's that when you look at a truly open society, a truly liberal, international, open society, that tends to be where the Jewish diaspora feels the most comfortable, you know, because a lot of these liberal Jewish people, they don't want to move to Israel. They like living in Europe and America. But they also, like Sarah Silverman, when they see an American flag go up, it reminds them of Hitler. And maybe you've seen that clip. She says, my boyfriend put an American flag up in the front lawn, and it made me think of Hitler. And so they have this sort of histrionic fear of nationalism or of white solidarity because they recognize that in any kind of country that's Christian nationalist or, God forbid, if there's a white nation, well, they're going to stick out like a sore thumb and be the aliens. So it sort of behooves them for a country to be as diverse and sort of Star Wars cantina as possible because...
But isn't people that support that fighting the last war? They're like fighting the Dark Age. I mean, the West supports Israel, but, I mean, the left does want to get rid of the West, and now they're reaping the rewards of that. They're being destroyed by their own actions.
Yeah, and that's true, and I think that... But by the same token, when that happens, they're able to flex and defend themselves. Like, you know, in England and France... They start deporting people immediately, which is amazing because the Muslim rape gangs have been there forever. They've been causing all kinds of problems. People have talked out about it and gotten censored for it. When they start supporting Hamas, deport it instantly, revoke their visas, explore every option. So, you know, we just...
All right, we're interviewing baby Hitler. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset in the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. Now, about to talk about something really historic and very, very exciting. There's a lot of angles to this, the limited time we have. But America has been a special place because we aspired to liberty and freedom when nobody else was. aspiring to it. We weren't perfect. We were far from it. But it was a place where experiments were allowed and where people could really try to prove themselves, not because of what family they came from or because they were from royalty, but a meritocracy based on what they could produce, what they could do. There were two things that really fueled and funded the colonies and the launch of America in 1776. And both of them are interesting. Both of them have dark histories. But both of them are something that you can enjoy responsibly. That's, of course, tobacco in the Virginia colony. And that's, of course, whiskey. And Sam Adams with Whiskey and Beer was one of the main boosters and funders, in fact, probably the biggest funder, of George Washington and our troops. So it was whiskey and beer, not wine. The liberals love to drink. I'm not against wine. It's just a fact that literally fueled the start of our country, along with this tobacco. And I enjoy both, but I've really gotten good over the years at being responsible. Sometimes I might go 4 months, that's the longest I've gone the last few years, with no tobacco or no alcohol. But when I'm with friends, when I'm with family, when I'm with patriots, I enjoy both of them, and they go together like a horse and carriage. So, 2 years ago, I got approached by great patriots from some of my connections who are major craft whiskey producers in Kentucky. So they brought me dozens of these amazing whiskeys that they had developed and also procured. And out of all of them, I like this Kentucky straight bourbon. And again, I'm no whiskey connoisseur. I just know what tastes good, what I like, what, you know, feels good, which, you know, doesn't give you that big hangover after. I liked, out of dozens, over a dozen I tried, this whiskey. Now, the bad news is they only have so many barrels of it, and so it's a limited supply. There's 10,000 bottles of this as of the time I'm cutting this. And it is amazing. And it's been ready for a year because of leftists trying to block it being in stores and behind-the-scenes harassment and debanking and stuff of this major whiskey company. This has been in the warehouse for a year. So it wasn't just aged for the years it was in the barrels. It's been aged by their censorship and went from amazing to incredible. So it's a very special bottle, too. That's why we have all these government documents here in front of me right here. Because if you aim a blacklight at Conspiracy Bourbon, conspiracybourbon.com's the only place to get it, it's got all of these hidden messages on it, on the front and on the back. So like I said, this is really, really special. Limited run, only place to get it. We have the Conspiracy Imperatives, 10 of them, kind of the Ten Commandments. There's only 10,000 bottles of this at conspiracybourbon.com. Destroy the tyrants. It just goes on and on. This is very, very special. I would imagine that most people that get this are never going to open it. Gut level, I think this is going to be a major collector's item. We could have sold it for $200 in the market. It's 60-something bucks instead, and it's a fundraiser for the operation. We're really, 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 really proud of it. So while you're hanging out with your friends, your family, your coworkers, you name it, it's really important to remember what Americana is all about. And if you are somebody that likes a fine whiskey, well, this is it. And it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. For myself, the entire InfoWars crew, here's to you and here's to America. This isn't some Dylan Mulvaney. Solyov is joining us, top Russian broadcaster, next hour. You don't want to miss that. Uncensored, unfiltered information, what they don't want you to have. You deserve to hear all points of views and make your own decision. The jury's out on Mike Johnson. You know, he called for Pelosi's arrest. He says he's against the Ukraine war, but he also voted for it. I'm not ready to pass judgment on the new speaker. We're going to have to do some major research on that before we do. You're a pretty informed person, Nick Fuentes. What do you think?
Well, I don't know much about Mike Johnson. He was pretty far down the list. You know, they went through Scalise and Jordan and Emmer and Donalds. And so this is really, I think this is what, their fourth or fifth guy. And I don't know that much about him. But I will say that generally speaking, this is probably one of the biggest wins from congressional Republicans in a long time.
They're exercising their power.
Yeah, exactly. I think what Matt Gaetz did was brilliant. Because Republicans are allergic to fighting. They like to say that, well, if we tried to shut down the government with the debt ceiling or with the continuing resolution, well, we just lose because we don't have the Senate. We don't have the White House. And they say, well, you know, we have to have all these rhinos in these competitive districts, and you have to vote for them because who's it going to be, a Democrat? And so Republicans, they don't even want to engage in the battle. It seems like we win election after election. We win the House, Senate, White House. Regardless of the combination, we never get what we want, whether we have all three or we have one or we have two of the chambers of the House or the White House. It never seems to make a difference. We always see the Democrats are able to control the political agenda. So with Matt Gaetz this time, I think it's the first time maybe since Eric Cantor lost his primary that the actual base of the GOP won a real victory by getting McCarthy out. Because the Republican base delivered. They gave the GOP a majority. The establishment came in and said, well, you have to deal with McCarthy. Nobody wanted him, but they shoved him down our throats. They said, this is the only guy that can have it. And thankfully, Matt Gaetz stood tall and said, well, maybe McCarthy's the only viable guy, but we'll have to have some conditions. We want a contract. We want an enforcement mechanism. And thankfully, ultimately, when McCarthy failed on the debt limit, when he failed to deliver the tapes from January 6th, when he failed on the continuing resolution by allying with the Democrats, we have the ability to kick him out. And even though I don't think there's really a great option to replace him, it sent a message to the establishment that the base isn't just going to accept whatever the establishment shoves down their throat. And so, and you're right, we had actual real people power from the MAGA caucus. And really, he's the only one that's leading. I've been very disappointed with Green and Gosar and many others who I've been friendly with in the past. Seems like Gaetz is the only one that really even wants to fight over there. So,
well, I think it's very important to note, the people that just tuned in, we're being honest. I don't know Representative Mike Johnson. I knew who he was, but I'm not going to give you an opinion until I know. And you know, on MSNBC and CNN or ABC, they're going to tell you, I'm going to have to do a deep dive on this guy.
Yeah, same. I don't know that much about him. But I've seen some good things, some bad things. I'm very skeptical, though. I'm skeptical because...
Well, yeah, how do you get the votes? I mean, Jim Jordan looks pretty good. I don't know.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing, is that these McCarthy guys... These,
maybe they got something on him.
Yeah, potentially.
People ask, why are Republicans wimps, pussies? Well, they indict you for a crooked toenail if you go against them.
Yeah, that's right.
Believe me, I've been experiencing responding to the federal grand juries myself. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, yeah, everyone that's been a fighter like Cawthorn, they just dumped their oppo file on him and they made him lose his primary, dropped a bunch of embarrassing dirt, and they punished him because he made some offhand remark about D.C. sex parties and pedophilia and stuff like that. Same thing with Gaetz. Gaetz has been a firebrand, and he's been taking the fight to Washington.
Well, he made it through the attacks.
Well, exactly, because they came at him with the DOJ investigation, so... You're exactly right. Anybody that stands up and says something, and it comes from their own party. It comes from the Republicans.
Well, like Jim Jordan, while he was a coach, some other coach might have done something. Or Matt Gaetz 5 years ago might have been on a private jet with a 17-year-old. Again, it's so obvious what they're doing.
Totally. It's the whole city is run basically on blackmail, and that's how they keep everybody in line. Everybody rather go along with the agenda from the establishment because they know that the alternative is they get the dirt dropped on them. They get law enforcement, litigation, lose the election, whatever it is.
Well, Nick, let's talk about you. People wonder where you came from. You're a young guy. How old are you? What got you politically engaged?
I'm 25. I've been involved in politics since I was like 12. I started reading Thomas Sowell and Milton Friedman. That's how I got started. And I just devoured everything, all the libertarian literature, all the Austrian school stuff, Chicago school stuff. I was
a fan of the Von Mises Institute?
Oh, yeah, Mises, absolutely. I read Mises. I read...
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
An Italian girl. I have like a brunette Italian girl with light eyes. But it's very important to me. I'm really looking at it. I want a genetic. I'm looking at it from a genetic point of view. I'm going a little Hiller here.
Well, you got to look at the parents.
Exactly. I want to know that her. I want my kids to have hair. You know, so I want her parents to have good hair. I want her to be smart. No offense. I want to have.
But I'm joking. A lot of having hair is not a denominator of smarts.
True. Well, yeah, and I agree with
so
that.
So you want to marry, like, spy chiefs and rocket scientists like my family?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Kind of combine both sides. Like, yeah.
That's right, yeah. You and me coming together produce the ultimate.
Oh, we're going to get married now.
Yeah, you and me are going to get married. Yeah, could you imagine?
Nick, you're a handsome guy, but I'm not going to do it. Sorry.
Or Uncle Hitler coming together. No. But
Daddy and Baby Hitler.
That's right. Yeah, so probably an Italian person. The problem.
Are you Italian? What's your genetic background?
I'm half Italian, quarter Irish, quarter Mexican.
Wow.
So I'm an ethnic. I'm an American ethnic.
Tell us about all your background family. What are the different folks?
Well, I'm fifth generation, so they all came here roughly 100 or so years ago.
You got the hybrid vigor going on.
Yeah, exactly. I got like the Indian chieftain thing, like, you know, Charles Johnson says that's why I'm a maniac, because of the Mexican side. They called my great-grandfather Injun Joe because he was a fighter and he looked like an Indian, looked like a, you know, tribal Indian. But I really identify with the Italian side because they were more like eccentric and really into politics and stuff like that. They actually worked. I talked on the previous show, we talked about Italians running the sewers in Chicago. One of my Italian ancestors worked in the sewer. And my great-grandfather, who was a shoemaker, came up and said, hey, get up, we don't work in the sewer. And then that guy who worked in the sewer became a multimillionaire, had a jet and farm and all this kind of stuff. So I really identify with...
What about the Irish?
The Irish really...
Get your grudges from them?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, grudges against, you know, Bannon and the rest. They're a real troublesome bunch. The Irish are all Democrats. They're all Union Democrat types. Chicago, you know, city machine politics types.
Well, Bannon's not, though.
Right. No, I'm talking about my grandma on that Irish side. They don't watch my show. So, but I love the
Irish. Yeah, what's your family think of what you're doing?
I mean, they don't agree with everything I say, but they support what I'm doing. You know, my parents, they're real boomers. They're like, go and do whatever makes you happy, man.
Well, I'll say this. When the universities and the public schools and the elementary schools are teaching white people are bad, I say the left and CNN and ADL, all bets are off. You can't point at this guy with race-based politics when he's a 2 and you're a 10 and then say he's the devil. You just, I mean, that's where I'm at. I've tried to sell Americana. I've really tried to get everybody on the same page. I've done the best job I can. I believe in everybody. But My 6.5-year-old daughter is homeschooled, but we put her in a lot of exercise camps. She's like a little Arnold Schwarzenegger. And she came home a few weeks ago and told me she was at this camp where they, during the break at lunch, they aired over the air speakers. She really doesn't make stuff up. This is adult stuff. She's super smart, Veronica. And she told me, they told me white people are bad. Am I bad? And it's over, folks. Done. Pass the Rubicon. You want it? You got it now. You mess with my 6-year-old, it's over. So... You promise. Well, gloves are off now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the thing. They mess with people's kids, and there's a different side coming out now. And it's happening to you. It's happening to all.
We tried to protect her from them, but you see where it came out. They have lawyers teaching them how to teach critical race theory at swim team or volleyball. It's they want to brainwash your children. So, okay. Gloves are off.
Yeah, and yeah, everybody's on the same page on that. It's a total war, you know. And when you said you're shaving the head, you're going Lex Luthor, and when we did that during Stop the Steal, I felt that, because it's like, this is the battle for humanity, and I'm with you. The anti-white stuff, the anti-human, anti-Christian, that's what the transgender stuff is anti-human.
It's sterilizing our kids.
Yeah, chemical, physical castration, and they destroy them even before that, the way that...
Well, when I learned that, and she told me this adult stuff, that she, like, they had them at lunch playing over loudspeakers, it flipped a switch. It was like, okay, you can't go past that.
Yeah, it focuses the mind when they attack your family. You know, that's when you realize what's really at stake here. It's not abstract. It's not conceptual. They're a war with...
They're trying to brainwash children.
Mm-hmm. And your children.
And I read the news. They're covertly everywhere. They keep files on kids in the public schools and hide it from the parents. I mean, it's like, whoa, you're going to teach my beautiful daughter she's bad because she's white? All I can say is burn in hell, man. If you want to make it, you got it. You got what you wanted.
Yeah. Well, and that's the important thing.
Because they started it. They drew first blood.
They did. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, we wanted to be left alone. We're patriots. We want to go and do our thing and, you know, work hard. And
well, let's be clear. It's not the average Hispanic or black person that's doing this.
No.
It's the establishment. Whoever that is.
100%.
You declared war on my children. Okay. You attacked my daughter. Game over. You want it. You got it. So this is the change. It's here. Get used to it, folks.
Absolutely. Well, and Hispanics and blacks, I think, are with us. I think a lot of them see it, too.
Would they like their child being told they're bad because they're black?
No, absolutely.
What the hell? I mean, that is like some little beautiful black child who just loves the universe, loves everybody. My daughter loves everybody. She's like, Daddy, am I bad because I'm white? I was like, excuse me? She said, well, they just said we're bad and we take advantage and we're bad. She's really smart. I mean, like, all my kids are all smart, but, like, she's, like, super smart, super articulate. And I was like hearing like what they did. And I was like, they literally raped my daughter's mind. But she, I mean, it's outrageous.
Yeah, it's unacceptable.
The left raped my daughter's brain, and now I'm going to crush you. But God, what scum. Who could teach a five-year-old, oh, you're not a boy, you're a girl, and then secretly keep files, keep it from the parents, and then set them up and down major hospitals. Look at this. Hospital Network tells parents they'll no longer be able to view managing children's prescriptions. Your seven-year-old goes in to get a checkup. They go, you're really a girl, and they put you in a database. They're literally stealing our children. And a little girl's at a sports camp, and they go to lunch, and over the loudspeaker, white people are bad. Are you white? You hurt people. And they're like, I'm white. Wow, that is rape. Psychic, psychological. Oh, humans are bad for the earth. Oh, you're not really the sex you are. And the abuse, they are literally abusing our children as with psychologists writing it. How can we hurt children? How can we screw them up? How can we destroy their innocence? 3 minutes left, Nick. Well, we'll do five more minutes before this big, huge Russian guest joins us. We'll do five more minutes, but you got the floor. Go ahead. Baby
I'm with
Hitler.
You. That's the thing. I think whatever our disagreements, we all have to come together and oppose a globalist.
Well, we beat Hitler. Now we're facing things far worse.
100%. Well, because they're motivated by the devil. I mean, it's nothing short of Satanism. And it's coming.
What, teaching six-year-old girls their bag is their wife? That's not evil?
It is. That's what I'm saying. That's devil. That's straight up from the devil. It is from Satan.
Yeah, they crossed the line. You can lie about me, but not my kids, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and they're doing that to this entire country. That's our entire progeny are being sent to war, genitals chopped off, sold into debt slavery. It's because the people that lead the country, they don't love God and they hate this country. They're not loyal to this country. They're not loyal to us.
They're not loyal to the human species.
No, no. They worship death. And I think they commune with demons. That's the only thing that explains.
Oh, it's Skull and Bones. They do weeks of chanting to become possessed.
Yeah, it's
2 minutes to break, Nick. Keep going.
It's no, and I'm with you. I think that anybody that's against children like that, that's the real enemy. And we see who it is, you know, and it's people that are killing kids here, people killing kids everywhere else. It's Christians that believe in God, that believe in the integrity of the human design, men and women, sanctity of marriage, against everybody else, regardless of what they are. And that's why, in some sense, I see a little kinship even with the Muslims. Because like you said, like in Dearborn, they're protesting this stuff, too. I'm not in favor of, I'm not Muslim.
No, but I mean, I think the lesser of two evils is the Muslims compared to Hollywood.
Exactly. Yeah, because even the Muslims would say, don't touch our kids. Don't cut our kids' genitals off. Even they understand.
Well, they don't just understand. They'll stand up.
Right. They go out there and fight.
Well, I said maybe if Christianity won't stand up, maybe Islam is. I mean, you know what I mean? If right. Christianity doesn't show up, I mean, maybe it's Islam.
That's what I'm saying. That doesn't make me a Muslim. Doesn't mean I love that whole situation, but Christians won't fight, but they need to. And Andrew Tate, you know, I've seen his appearances on this show, and he's obviously a Muslim, and he says that. He says, you know, the Christians won't stand up. And sadly, as a Christian, I have
to say, he wants to be the fighters.
Right. That's why he joined Islam. And I get it. Sneeko did the same thing. He's a friend of mine, and he said, I have to go with the Muslims because they're the ones standing up to all this stuff. Now, I think that the solution, because Christianity is true, is that we just need the Christians to stand up. But Christians are afraid of losing their jobs or getting canceled or stuff like that. We need people to get bold.
Well, they're not really Christians.
No. That's cowardice.
This has been an incredible debate. You're a bad baby Hitler.
You're bad. Yeah, no.
Let's get a yay update when we come back, and then we got to go to break. And then, guys, here like a Alex Jones was why they censored Alex Jones promo. We're getting the huge Russian guest on. This is a massive fourth hour. Little baby Hitler's our guest. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.